But 1952, as you probably know, it was a special year. It was that we had a new queen, Elizabeth II. Henley's Infant and Henley's Junior opened their doors. Clothes rationing finished.
Of course, at that time, one of the things that was happening here was that, I know it's a long time after the end of the war, but families were still moving back into Bristol as opposed to outside of Bristol. My parents rented a house on Hillview that the guy had vacated in 1939 on the basis it was too dangerous to be there. And they rented it for a number of years. It was only in 1954, I think, 53, he decided it was safe to come back. So I'd never been in a house that had a fitted kitchen with a fridge. I'd never seen a fridge before. When it was a, I forget what his name was now, John Antill perhaps lived, was it in this school?
Yeah,
and we went to this prefab in Fellowden Way. And he thought, what is this? Oh, that's a fridge.
Meat safe.
What does that do?
We've got an outside meat safe. That's right. Yeah. I think we were moved out into the infant school for a short space of time, and then of course they were building this, and then September 51 was it?
It was 52.
Yeah. We moved down into here. It wasn't until the next in that academic year, I think, gradually that we took over, but. Because there was quite a limited intake, I think, that first year.
Yeah, 112 they took in.
Three
classes.
It was quite a small community.
I started January 1989. On Sunday, as it happened, I went to my step-granddaughter's third birthday party, and one of the parents came up to me and said, I know you.
Because you taught them?
Because I taught her, yes.
Yeah. Julian and Jake Withers,
yes,
father
us.
And son,
that's us.
Henley's same, Junior School.
Same
in the 1950s, when this school was opened, the shops on Henley's Road, we had 20 different types of shops just on Henley's Road, and believe it or not, 9 of those were cake or sweet shops.
Really?
So they must have had an awful lot of sweet tooths in those days.
Oh, yes, it was a tuck shop.
What did they sell in the tuck shop?
Wagon wheels.
Those little marshmallow, chocolate marshmallow.
The bigger they are these days, they were beautiful things.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They were real, almost a meal in themselves. Yeah.
And who ran the tuck shop, and when was it? Where was it, and when was it open?
It was actually in the body of the school, and I think it was voluntary. I think people were appointed as monitors, tuck shop monitors. But they sold the wagon wheels.
Could only have 300 grams of sweets every 4 weeks. That's 12 ounces in old system. So that's about...
It's been really annoying having 9 sweet shops on the road and you've only got a ration of 300.
Well, that's right.
Putting temptation in their way, wasn't it? Yeah. So was Mr. Charles still the head when you arrived?
Oh, yes. He was here until 58. He finished in the end. Well, the summer term of 1958, because he went on to do another missionary tour. He went overseas and went to the African states. Yeah. That's what he was, really. I think he probably qualified as a teacher and then decided missionary work was his calling, went to, into that.
So he went overseas and who took over from him?
It's Mr. Colley.
Yes!
Was it Mr.
Colley?
Was it?
Yes!
There you are.
He lived round the corner from us.
I think he's probably in one of these.
Do you know, I was looking at one and thinking, I remember.
I remember that's
him there.
Is that him there?
That's Mr.
Colley,
yeah.
Right, I think he was
because my dad knew him as a teacher.
Yes.
Oh, the head teacher when I was here was Mr. Wilkins.
Right.
What do I remember about him? He was madly passionate about music, like you.
Yeah.
And he taught me to play the flute.
He'd been in the RAF, so he'd come and retrain somehow, I think.
I'm trying to work out what the sequence was. It was Mr. Charles.
Yes.
And then was Mr. Colley the next one after Mr. Charles?
Yes.
And then there was a Mr. somebody beginning with a W.
Wilkins.
Before that, John Isaacs.
John Isaacs.
Right, so he was between Mr.
That was
Colley
just a step
into
John
Isaacs.
He wasn't here. He never failed an
interview.
There
was a petition for him not to go.
Then
Mike came.
And then you took over from Mike.
I took over from Mike.
So that's...
Six. When I went for my interview, I fell out with, and they said to me, "What do you think of the standard of work?" I said, "I think it's absolute rubbish."
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I said, it's standards, it's all about standards, you know. And that was it. Henley's was the school to get.
Yeah.
Everybody in the city, when I was a young teacher, all the old heads were trying to get here.
Why did the Princess Royal come?
She came because she is, or was, the patron of the Save Children Fund. And she came because lots of schools in Bristol had arranged a copper trail to raise money for Save Children. And as it happened, Henley's Junior School raised the most money. So Henley's Junior School hosted her coming and receiving the cheque. It was just, we filled the top playground. The children used to come with their pennies, and in the top playground, we did the most enormous zigzag on a particular, on one day.
Yeah.
And it just went on and on and on and on and on. And then, of course, we had to pick it all up, bag it, take it to the bank.
That must have been a nightmare.
It was an absolute nightmare. But the worst, the funniest part actually was in the morning. She was due to come in the afternoon. In the morning, the security guys came with their sniffer dogs, came to look at every room in the school, and came into my classroom where we had a science investigation laid out around the room. And the science investigation happened to be food, because we were doing an investigation onto which foods went mouldy first. And the sniff dogs ate it all, to the absolute mortification of the security guy who was handling the dog. And we had none of our experiment left.
Oh no.
Yes, and I was in my little office, and this dog suddenly jumped, came in the office, sniffer dog. You know, I mean, it was amazing,
yeah,
wasn't it? They
were
so fussy.
Yeah. I was in love with that boy there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
I do.
And is he still around?
Oh, I saw him when we were teenagers, probably early 20s. Rhys Davies, his name was. Yeah. And I was so, because obviously I'm giggling away there because I couldn't believe I was stood next to him. And I think he didn't even know I was alive.
And who no, he looked very cool. Who was the teacher there?
That's Mr. White.
Right.
And we saw him in a pub, didn't we, about 10 years ago.
Oh, you've got, I don't know how you remember.
Oh, I'm very good at remembering a face. Yeah.
So that's 1982. It says Mrs. Ashton's class, and that's Mr. White.
I was in Mrs. Ashton's class. That's the one I've got missing.
I've got Mrs. Ashton.
Mrs. Ashton! Yeah, I know her. Oh, what was her name? She's a fantastic singer. She was a Welsh woman.
Mm-hmm.
And she's still singing now. She sings in the opera. I can't remember. She was Mrs. Ashton, I remember her, because then I've done a lot of singing, and I was in Bristol Opera Company,
right,
and she was in it, and fantastic voice, and she was, I think she taught me for a while, actually. Yeah.
She was amazing.
And she'd been here for a long time.
And did lots of drama. She was an
helped opera, amateur opera singer, wasn't she?
She was, I think she was even more than amateur, wasn't she? She was kind of semi-professional, I think.
I kept in contact with her very regularly. Mm. She was also, there's a lady who you might want to talk to, actually, because she's one of my old colleagues at Bristol Hippodrome, a lady called Sarah Milne, who Mrs. Ashton knew personally and knew her father and so on, and Sarah is the press officer down at the Hippodrome. Mm. But she was very involved with Bristol Light Opera Club as well, so she and I had the same singing teacher, because my parents thought I had the voice of an angel at the time. And
does he have the voice of an angel, Jake?
I'm not sure.
Not really, do I? No. I sing along with the iPod, don't I? I'm not special.
I was employed by Mr. Colley, 1969.
Yeah, and you were here for
31 years.
31.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. Mm. And then I was here for 17.
I came in 89.
So you came the year after I came, and then you came the year before I left.
Yes. Yeah.